In the last 6 months, security at the nation's military bases has been tightened. The Defense Department says it's not a response to new threats. Rather, it's out of concern that complacency and lax security could make military installations vulnerable to terrorist attacks. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
Camp Pendleton is one of the Marine Corps' largest bases with more than 40,000 Marines. But in recent months, it's gotten harder for any non-military personnel to get on the base.
How are you doing today, ma'am? Where are you trying to go today, ma'am? Home? Have you got your DFIN ID card on you?
A camouflage-clad, pistol-toting Marine sentry scrutinizes every vehicle that tries to enter the base. In the past, a civilian could gain access with little difficulty. Now, security officers are asking more questions, trying to ensure that everyone who attempts to come into Camp Pendleton has a good reason for being there. The heightened alert is part of a military-wide effort to beef up security. The Marines have bought retractable roadblock barriers and are installing better perimeter fencing. Colonel Jim Walker is in charge of base security.
It's very difficult as we sit here in Southern California today. It's a very calm day outside. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, and you don't see the threat. You don't see the risk. And that's your real security danger, is growing complacent about the threat and risk, which we know is out there.
Military officials blame complacency in part for the deadly bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen last year. The terrorist explosion, which killed 17 Navy sailors, was a shocking reminder to U.S. military leaders that terrorists can strike anywhere and anytime. That incident is largely responsible for the decision to improve security procedures at bases around the country. The Army, for instance, now limits access to its bases with soldiers stopping vehicles at entrances. Colonel Walker of the Marines says the world has changed and the military needs to be prepared for a strike in the U.S.
Certainly, if you look back 30 years ago in America, you'd have a hard time even finding the word terrorism discussed. It just wasn't something that touched the shores of America. It is in America now. It's across the world. And particularly, we know in the Department of Defense, we are a target.
The U.S. military is finding itself increasingly at risk, experts say, because it stands out as the world's lone superpower. Gary Ackerman is a terrorist expert at the Center for Nonproliferation Studies in Monterey, California.
The Department of Defense is suddenly realizing that there's a lot more vulnerability internally, that there's a lot more of these groups operating within the United States. And there's a lot of anti-government groups, both sort of domestic groups and foreign groups that are in the United States. And I think they worried, you know, any military base is a high-profile target.
At the nuclear submarine base in San Diego, security is tighter than it's been in years. Armed sailors stand on deck of the two submarines in port, watching for suspicious activity both on the water and on the pier. Floating security booms have been set up recently around the harbor to cordon off the subs based here. The Navy has just installed four watchtowers on bases all around San Diego Bay so sailors can monitor any possible attacks from the water. They've spent more than $1 million this year to buy a half dozen racing-style boats to escort Navy ships into and out of the harbor. And the Navy has recently beefed up its terrorist training, conducting several drills simulating a mock attack on its ships in port. Captain Dave Kendall is the chief of staff for the Navy's Southwest region.
The terrorist threat is more prominent now than it was a few years ago. What we've learned about terrorists is they're unpredictable. So planning for a terrorist attack becomes increasingly more difficult.
Many other security measures are in place now, but officials weren't willing to discuss them. Even defense contractors in San Diego are clamping down. Though not willing to be interviewed on tape, officials with several high-profile companies have warned their employees to be more security-conscious when traveling. That kind of extra attention to one's surroundings is what military officials are also preaching. At Camp Pendleton, Colonel Jim Walker says his biggest challenge to keep his facility secure is making sure those on the base don't become complacent.
The best security system we have is the individual Marine. It's not a bigger gate, it's not a stronger fence, it's not a change procedure, it's the eyes and ears of the Marine, because that's where we discover what really happens on the base.
Camp Pendleton has particular security challenges because of its massive size, 21 miles of coastline, and a mountain range. The base's commanding general recently asked Congress for another $9 million for equipment so the base can meet its security goals. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.